This audio poem is a production of poetryfoundation.org.
This poem begins with an epigraph by Thornton Wilder, which I saw on the wall of the Dorset Writers' Colony house in Dorset, Vermont. And it was in a letter that Thornton Wilder wrote to Paul Stephenson, who was the original founder of the Dorset Colony House in 1930. The letter itself was pretty ordinary, but there was this one extraordinary phrase that stood out and made me want to write about it. Duties of the Spirit. The epigraph. One of the duties of the Spirit is joy, and another is serenity. If the first is joy, the rumba at sunrise, a three-note whistle in the sugar maple, and the second is serenity, a chair by a quiet window, the wind fading down the hill at sleep, then the third must be grief, rock tight, then loosening like scarves the wind takes across the ocean, while on the shore the shells' empty houses lie scattered. And if the first is in the brief seconds which are all we can keep of happiness, and if the second waits alone in the hour where the pond smooths out its surface unbroken and the moon in it, then the third, which is grief, comes again and again, longer and more than we wanted or ever wished for, to wash us clean with its salt water, to empty our throats and fill them again with bloodroot song. And if the first duty of the Spirit is leaping joy, and the second, the slow stroll of serenity, then grief, the third, comes bending on his walking stick, holding a trowel to dig where the loves have gone. And he weighs down your shoulders, ties a rawhide necklace hung with a stone around your neck, and hangs on and on. But the first is slippery joy.